The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats TD for Wicklow joins us. Tell us about the dog welfare bill that you brought into the Dáil today, please.
Good evening, Matt. Yes, so Social Democrats today brought to second stage a dog welfare bill with the aim of really strengthening the regulations around puppy farms. I mean, I think we're all aware that, you know, that there are some really, really problematic puppy farms out there that mean that, you know, breeding females are left in absolutely awful conditions and they're bred over and over and over again, and that there's a lot of health issues with them, and indeed that the pups that they produce, there's health issues with them as well. And, you know, they essentially live an awful life. And it's really important for me and for the party that actually we bring up the welfare conditions that they're experiencing. So the current regulations are really weak. So, for example, a puppy farm could have as many as, you know, 300 breeding females on site, and they don't necessarily have to have any number of staff to care for them. So there could be one person looking after those, you know, thousands of puppies. And, you know, so there's a whole lot of things in relation to how the puppy farms operate. Like a female can be bred from when she's 4 months old. So essentially she's just a puppy herself. And the females can be given hormones, so they sort of breed over and over and over again. So
does that
the conditions
actually really
for these
happen?
Dogs. Yeah, it does. And I've done a lot of work with Dogs Trust Ireland and indeed with other rescues. There's one in Wicklow Animal Welfare that I got my own dog from. And the stories that they would tell you are just awful. I mean, Dogs Trust yesterday, I had them into Leinster House, and they said that at one stage they got a really big, you know, a load of dogs and their pups from a puppy farm. And out of every single litter, there was at least one mortality of the pups. They were in absolutely awful conditions. And they were talking about, you know, female dogs whose actual fur was so matted, like these were pregnant dogs, their fur was so matted that they actually physically wouldn't have been able to give birth through the fur. So they had to be sedated and shaved in order to give birth to pups. So, like, you know, these stories, and honestly, every single time you talk to them, there was just a more horrific story coming up. And I think it really is. And we see, you know, like everyone, like we are a big nation of dog lovers. And when you get a puppy, they're just absolutely gorgeous. You know, they're just bundles of joy. But actually, the story behind that puppy can be absolutely horrific for the mother of that puppy. And indeed, I suppose the first few weeks or months of that puppy's life could have been in a hellhole. And then that has knock-on impacts on their behaviour. I've spoken to behaviouralists who say that they're seeing now is, instances
traumatized
of really
dogs.
Bad behaviour. Traumatised dogs, absolutely. And then they, you know, they might bite or misbehave and then families can't cope with them. You know, so it's these huge knock-on impacts. And indeed, like there was, when I started talking about this, there was two people who worked in the radio industry, actually. And both of them told me very separately that they had both purchased pups, and within a few months of buying the pups, that the health of the pup was so bad that they died. And they would have spent an awful lot of money on those pups, you know. So it has just that this it's an industry that is just absolutely for profit, and there isn't the care and attention.
Okay, what's
and
your solution?
Love being given
you
to
have
these
a solution,
dogs.
Don't you?
We absolutely do. So I worked with an organisation called Dog Law Ireland, who did incredible work on this. There are three solicitors who are doing a lot of work in this area, and indeed, as I said, with the rescues. So the bill that we brought forward was to cap the number of breeding dogs on a site to 30. And to make sure that there was one staff member per 10 dogs, and also that, you know, they couldn't breed at four months old, that they had to be 16 months old before they could breed, and that there was an 8-year maximum, that there was a maximum of 1 litter per year per breeding female, and a maximum of 4 litters per breeding female through the lifetime, and that actually pups couldn't be taken from the mothers until they were 10 weeks old. So there was all these different elements that we just wanted to strengthen. To be honest, we could have written a bill that was 20 times bigger, because there's so many problems across the sector, but we focus on those specific issues because we just wanted to raise awareness and just get the government to start thinking about actually improving the welfare. I mean, Matt, I have never come across an issue since I've become a TD or indeed when I was a councillor that has gotten so much engagement from the public. Like, people really, really want to see movement on this. We got huge support from the public on it, and I think it's really important, you know, that support is reflected.
I don't doubt
in
that,
how
Jennifer.
We manage these sites.
Yeah. I don't doubt that at all. The only thing I'd worry about is, I think I'd love to see legislation like this brought in, but I'd be worried about enforcement. That we have such a record in this country of bringing in the laws to do the right thing, but then would there be inspectors going around checking on these dog farms, puppy farms?
Absolutely, and that's, you're right, like we do, we have a lot of laws in this country and we don't enforce them. In this instance, we don't have the laws, but I think, you know, if this bill, if these elements of the bill were brought through, I think we would absolutely need to see an uptick in the enforcement, and actually maybe something like an independent body that was overseeing it, because I think that would be really important. Like, the bill, the debate actually went very well today and it got cross-party support, and actually I'm really delighted to say that the government, they didn't vote against this. What they actually voted for, what they wanted to is to have a 9-month delay on this bill coming back again, and I agree to that on the basis that I will work really closely with the minister on it. They have a couple of consultations that are out at the moment, one through the Department of Agriculture, a public consultation on animal welfare, and they want to wait until they get the feedback from that. But I will be working really closely with the minister. I'm going to try push this as hard as I can, because it's something that needs to be done urgently. And actually, if any of your listeners, if they want to see something happening in regulation of puppy farms and protection of dogs, really, if they could go on to the Department of Agriculture's website, there's the consultation there, closes I think on the 2nd of January. So just, you know, send in some information. Doesn't have to be very technical. Just say what you want to hear, you want to see happen, and then that will actually, I think, really feed and lead the discussions with the minister over the next few months that I will be having with him.
Thank you very much, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.